Welcome to Black Belt Selling with Stephanie and Anna Scheller. I'm Anna.
And I'm Stephanie.
We are a mother-daughter team who are passionate about taking you to the next level to grow your income through sales training and coaching. On Black Belt Selling, we share content and interview experts to help you kick through those obstacles that are keeping you from reaching the next level. You can learn more about us by joining our Facebook group at www.facebook.com/groups/blackbeltselling. That's www.facebook.com/groups/blackbeltselling. And today, Stephanie and I are going to take a little different approach to success principles. We thought we'd kind of have a little fun with it and hopefully make it memorable for you. So, Stephanie, why don't you start with the first success principle that we're talking about?
Well, you know, the very first principle that you need in order to be successful, and we're talking about success. We're talking about success in life. We're talking about success in business. I mean, we're just looking at, you want to be successful. These are principles you need to implement. And the first principle is take a bath. Now, take a bath.
Oh my God.
I mean, you're stinky. Wait, I don't know. I can't tell. I think I'm miles away from many of you guys. But what I can tell you guys is Zig Ziglar has a great quote, and he said, you know, motivation is like bathing. It's something we recommend you do daily. And it's a great idea. So when you're looking to be motivated in your business, it's important that you think about it as taking a bath. If you took a shower today, you need to be getting yourself exposed to motivation. You know, earlier today I was listening to one of my favorite ones over and over. I've listened to this probably 15, 20 times now. It's The Strangest Secret by Earl Nightingale. And sometimes it's listening to a book. Sometimes it's just being in the right room with the right people, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things about motivation is we just have to realize, Stephanie, that when it comes to getting up in the morning and getting excited, you know, we all want to be that person that wakes up, jumps out of bed and says, yes, today is a great day. I'm going to have a wonderful day. Success is mine. But the fact of the matter is that there are mornings that we wake up and we go, not thank God it's morning, but oh God, it's morning. and so we require, it's built in our DNA that we have to look outside of ourselves sometimes to get that motivation. And, you know, some of my favorite ways to do it is, we've talked about this before, but reading books. And I find the Bible is very inspiring in the morning. But there are also like websites all over the place that can, you can find motivational quotes. Like you could go to Brainy Quote, or you can just put in Google motivational quotes. Find something that really resonates with you and speaks to you, and then write it down where you're going to be watching your calendar all day long.
You know, another thing to keep in mind is that motivation quotes are a great way. Getting yourself, you know, I post, you know, 10 to 15 motivational quotes on my Twitter page every single day because I know that I help inspire other people. But you know what it does? It forces me to go look these quotes up every day. So I have to go find stuff to motivate people with. But more than that, I also want you to keep in mind that motivation, sometimes it's you taking 20 minutes and reconnecting with your why. You see, that's something I found a lot of my clients tend to lose track of their why. Whenever they're not getting things done regularly, I know what's going on. They have lost track of their why. And so sometimes all you have to do to stay motivated is to reconnect with your why. And that is just as valid a way to take a bath as it is to actually get in the shower and turn the water on.
Yes. I find that if I lose track of why I'm in business, that it's very easy to get discouraged and to quit when things aren't going well. And, you know, Stephanie, I don't know about you, but There are many days when I wake up and I have to face another day of challenges, and it just is not at the top of my list to take care of. But I think that leads us to our second point, which is be the mint. Be the mint. Now, that's kind of an interesting thought. Why would somebody want to be mint? What's so important about mint?
Well, you know, I think my first, and we're talking about mint, by the way, M-I-N-T, the plant. My first exposure to mint was when we were living in San Antonio the first time, and one of our neighbors came over, and through the fence, he told you and Dad, you know, if your kids ever want to just, you know, pick leaves off my mint and just eat it, it's delicious, it's great, and it just won't stop growing. He goes, I can't stop it. Once that mint gets in the ground, it is taking over. You cannot stop it. I think, you know, you and I both grow mint, right? We both have to go out there about every week or so and just make sure the mint has not gotten to the ground from the
yes.
plants. Because once it gets in the ground, man, you will not stop it. It will take over your yard. So now that you have an idea of what we're talking about, Mom, why don't you share a little bit about how Be the Mint is a success principle?
Well, one of the things that Stephanie and I work very hard to help people with is to build what we call an indomitable spirit. The indomitable spirit is that spirit that says, I won't quit. I don't care what's happening. I don't care what comes my way. I'm going to succeed. You know, just like the mint plant, on a website about how to grow basil, and basil is actually it's a relative of the mint. It's part of the mint family. And the person that was writing the blog was stating that if you want a lot of leaves, what you have to do is you have to go in and you have to cut. You have to cut those leaves off. And what happens is it creates a bushier plant because that's what basil does. It grows. That's its nature. And you see, when it comes to sales, when it comes to business success, when it comes to success principles, we think that if there's something that's gotten in our way, something that's maybe been cut from us, that it's a problem. But in actuality, it's an opportunity for more growth. And it means that you may have to grow in different ways than you thought possible initially. You're actually going to be better for the challenge, for the pain that you're enduring because of the pain. The pain, mm-hmm. you know, you can either be better or you can be bitter. And I'm hoping that when people are faced with challenges, and we all are faced with challenges, sales mm-hmm. is not a... Sales is not an easy road. Running a business is not an easy road.
Mm-hmm.
But if you will view those challenges not as things to prevent you from succeeding, but rather opening up new avenues of success for you or helping you build the determination to be successful, then those things that seem to hurt, those things that seem to cause you pain, are actually tremendous opportunities for growth. I believe Napoleon Hill puts it this way, Stephanie. In every adversity is the seed of greatness, mm-hmm. or something along those lines. But it is
yeah. In every adversity, there's the seed of equal or greater reward. I believe but it's an incredible reminder that no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're up against, you have a greater future ahead of you. You know, we all have bad days. We all have rough days. Be the mint. You know, I encourage you, look, if even if you have a terrible black thumb like I do, you can keep mint alive. Go get a mint plant and have mint on your desk. Not only does it smell great, not only does it taste great, but it will remind you to continue to push through. See, it doesn't matter how often you get cut back, you will always be able to grow. Now, we always manage to do this, but we are pushing through our time very quickly here. So I want to talk about our next one. Mom, this next one might make a couple people recoil. What do you think?
Well, I can't say I've eaten any of these myself. Have you?
You know, I've eaten snails, I've eaten slugs, but I have never eaten a frog.
Actually, I bet you have, because this, again, is another success principle. And, you know, to be honest, we kind of borrowed this from Brian Tracy. Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is, if you want to be successful, you have to do the worst first. And that's what eating the frog is all about. Earlier this week, I was on Blab, and one of the things that we were talking about was essential steps to get focused. And so often what happens is, first of all, we'll sit down and we know we have to get something important done. But the fact is, we're finding all kinds of reasons not to do that important thing. Maybe it's because we have to write something and we're not sure what to say and we're afraid it's not going to be perfect. Or maybe it's those phone calls that we have to make to check back with a client. Or maybe it's a disciplinary action with an employee or a discussion with a colleague that is something that you've been putting off because you feel it's going to be unpleasant for everyone. The fact is that, first of all, it's really helpful in those situations to make sure you take everything out of your head and get it down on paper. There's mind maps, Stephanie. Have you heard of those?
I love mind mapping. I have I went to Michael's and I got this giant board, and I do mind mapping all the time to clear my head. If I can't focus, I can't get things straight, I mind map probably twice a week.
Oh, wow. You know, and one of the folks that jumped in on the Blab with me, her name's Barb Tomlin. Barb is, she's an older lady. She's wonderful and a lot of fun. And Barb said, I'm a list person. I just write lists and lists and lists. And for her, that's beneficial. Whatever your style is it mind mapping? Is it lists? Is it drawing pictures? Whatever you need to do to get it out of your head and onto paper, do it. But then look at what you know you're avoiding.
Uh-huh.
You got to look at what you're avoiding, because to be honest, what you are avoiding is the very thing you need to get done. If you're avoiding it, just do it. Get it out of the way.
These are often the things that you know, like, you don't want to do, but you can't move forward in your business until you get them done. And so by avoiding them, you are choosing to stay stagnant.
Yeah.
Think about that for just a second. You know, Tracy says eat that frog. Do it first thing in the morning. Get the thing out of the way you don't want to do first chance you get. Because if you avoid it, you are setting yourself up for failure. How sad is that? You don't want to, you know what they say, if you're not growing, you're dying. And if you're avoiding the one thing you have to take care of to keep moving, you're choosing to start dying.
You're cutting your own throat. I mean, this is about success. This is about how we move forward. And here's the thought for all of our listeners. The critical thought is, successful people are not successful because they like doing what unsuccessful people do. It's because successful people do what they don't like to do anyway.
Uh-huh.
And that's eating the frog. You may not have eaten a frog, but I hope you'll think about eating your frog today.
Absolutely. Now, success principle number four, we have six for you guys today. So success principle number four is something that we did learn from black belt training. In fact, I remember, I wasn't even there for this story. So why don't you tell about the time that Grandmaster Sosa introduced you to this idea?
Well, it was my first degree black belt testing, and we were all very tight and very, very tense. And when you're tight and you're tense, a couple of things happen. First of all, you are more likely to get injured because all of the muscles are tight. You're not flexible. You're not supple. And so the muscles don't have as much energy, to be honest. And the second thing is you tire a lot easier. So Grandmaster Sosa is watching us. And He goes, be the wata, be the wata. And that actually comes from Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee believed that you must be like water. You must flow. You must see, water does not go, does not see a rock and go, oh, I need to fight this thing. Water sees the rock and flows around it. And yet water is soft, but water is also hard. And it's soft when it needs to be soft. But if you leave a rock in a stream, water will wear that rock down over time. And so the thing about being the water is realize that in your striving for success, in your desire to become successful,
in your mintiness,
exactly, you want to flow. You want to flow with the circumstances that happen in your life. You want to flow with the energy that creates more success for you. If you are worried about where the money's going to come from, or if you are busy promoting yourself to the exclusion of other people, or you're just plain so uptight and so anxious about things that you're getting in your own way of getting things done, my friend, be the water. Begin to relax. Begin to flow with your situation. If it's okay with you, I just want to share, Stephanie, about something that happened to me the last couple of weeks. When you want to be successful, it also means that you may have to embrace some change in your life. As a matter of fact, if you're going to be successful, you have to embrace change in your life. And so I'm in the process of making some significant steps of growth in my housing company. But some of you will remember our guest from last week's name was Jason Criddle. And Jason talked about getting out of your own way. And suddenly, today, as a matter of fact, I was working with a consultant trying to implement some new strategies in the business in order to help us create velocity, to create speed. And I realized that I was the one that was getting in the way. I was the one that was stopping up all the information because I had to have control over certain things. When I realized that, I stepped away. I put the people together who have to make it happen, and I said, this is your job. Take care of it and keep me updated as you progress. So I had to step out of my way. And sometimes being the water means you got to recognize when you're in your own way. You need to back away and start to see how things can work together without you striving to make it happen.
Yeah. You know, I just want to remind you guys that water carved the Grand Canyon. You know, that it's huge.
Yeah.
And water carved the Grand Canyon, not because it rushed and pushed and fought and raced to do this, but because it was consistent, because it was persistent. Be willing to flow with your situation. Be willing to give yourself a break. You know, I'm still coming off of a really big month last month. Some huge things happened. It was incredible. And I've had to give myself permission to slow down and breathe. And it's not easy to remind myself to do that, but it's very, very important. Now, I do want to keep us moving because we still have two more principles to cover here.
Oh, goodness.
So, you know, the next one I want to talk about is the idea of being a kid again. See, kids are full of wonder and excitement. You know, if you've seen that, the movie Rise of the Guardians, right, with Jack Frost and Santa Claus. And Santa Claus says, you know, my special weapon, my special power is my wonder. I wonder, I look at the world and I wonder, and I bring wonder to the world, and I'm always looking with these big eyes, and children look with big eyes, and they're constantly learning, they're constantly growing, they're constantly wondering and questioning, and it drives us absolutely freaking bonkers. I don't even have kids, and it drives me bonkers sometimes.
But yes, you drove me crazy.
So the idea we really want you to get here is a concept that, you know, it's a concept I've been teaching for a while now. It's a concept that made a huge difference in my life once I started to pick it up. But it is always, always, always be learning. You cannot overlearn. You can get stuck in a learning cycle and get yourself in trouble by spending too much time learning and not enough time implementing, but you should never stop learning. You should always be learning to some extent, at some variety. You should be reading. You should be attending seminars, classes. Get yourself a coach. Get yourself a mastermind. Get people who will inspire you to push further, to push higher than you would have ever pushed on your own. Because learning, you know, we already talked about it. If you're not growing, you're dying. And learning is the only way to ensure you will keep learning.
There's
growing, by the way. Sorry.
Yeah, growing. Well, of course. There's a famous rabbi. His name is Daniel Lapin. And Daniel wrote a book called The Ten Commandments of Making Money. And the very beginning of the book, he talks about how in his family that books are revered more than money, and his home is filled with books. And so that's just an example of how we need to be toward learning, how our mindset needs to be one of always being willing to learn more, because it helps us grow and expand. Because the saying goes that your income will only grow as you grow. So, but we're really starting to run down to the wire here, so we want to get this last one, and then we want to do a quick recap of these interesting thoughts to hopefully help you with success.
So the last one, I got to tell you guys, this is probably my least favorite, because I'm about to go tell you to do something that I hate doing. Go do the dishes. Wait, how does this one actually work?
It's actually about emptying your cup. Emptying your cup. Again, let's take this back to martial arts. There was a young student who had came to martial arts master, and he was so excited because he was going to learn all the cool moves, the snake. He was going to learn the dragon. He was going to learn the monkey. He was going to learn drunken sailor and all of these really cool moves. And so he starts talking to the master, and he's so excited. And the master said, "Come, sit down." And the young man is, again, extremely excited. He just can't believe he's being invited to sit with the master. He said, "Would you like a cup of tea?" And the pupil's like, "But why aren't we starting our training?" And the master said, "No, let's have a cup of tea first." So as the master is pouring the tea, he asked the student to hold the cup. And the cups are not like our mugs, which have handles. You have to actually hold the cup in your hand. Well, the master starts to pour the hot tea into the cup, and he continues to pour the tea until it's overflowing. And the young disciple drops the cup and shakes his hand and says, "What are you doing?" And he said, "Your cup is too full. Empty your cup so that I may fill it." And this really, really ties back to being willing to learn. But there's an aspect of learning that's called being teachable. You got to be teachable. In other words, you can learn stuff, but if you're not willing to accept a different perspective, that learning's not going to do you any good.
You know, one thing I remind people of all the time is that everyone has some value to add. I don't care if you are Tony Robbins. You could still learn from the people around you. You can still grow from the people around you. Everyone has something of value to add to this world. And unless you can recognize that, unless you can accept a lesson from the lowliest source, unless you could accept a lesson from the homeless man on the street, you are limiting your potential for success. It's important to recognize that lessons come in all forms. Lessons come in every area of your life. And if you want to grow, you have to accept that. And the best tip I can give you here is to listen. Take time every day and listen. This isn't about talking. This isn't about letting someone else talk, even. This is about you actually listening. And that's what I'm going to encourage you to do this week. Now, we've covered quite a bit here. You know, I want to do a quick recap because I know we are right on the edge of time here. So the first thing I want to remind you to do is make sure you are bathing daily. Stop stinking up the world.
The next thing is be the mint. Remember, mint never stops growing. And when you pinch off mint, it gets bigger and it grows even more. Be the mint. Be unstoppable.
Next up, you want to make sure that you eat the frogs. We're not talking about escargot. We're not talking about fine dining. We're talking about eat the frog, the thing you don't want to do. Prioritize the things that are holding you back in your business. That way you can get them out of the way so you can continue to grow.
Be the wata. In other words, be flexible. Move with the system. Don't fight your circumstances. Rather, flow with them. And just like water, remember, persistence pays off. It takes water less energy to wear down a rock than it takes a man to hit it with a hammer.
Next up, we want to remind you guys to be wonder-filled. Be a child. Learn. Constantly learn. Remember that the only way you will be successful is if you hold yourself accountable to always be learning and envelop this mindset of constant learning.
Last but not least, we want you to wash your dishes, and that is we want you to empty your cup, be teachable. As you're learning, don't dismiss those things that you do not understand or those things that you think might be too basic. Rather, embrace them, be open to new ideas. Also, be open to feedback that you might need to change something you're doing to get better results, because what worked for you back then is not going to serve you to get you forward.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us again. You know, if you haven't had the chance to check out our Facebook group, go ahead and hop over there at www.facebook.com/groups/blackbeltselling. We love having you guys there to post inspiration for. Motivation will help you bathe daily, not the real stuff. We're just going to give you something to keep you motivated and inspired every day. And join us over there because we post links, we post reminders. We keep you guys in the know about what is going on in the Black Belt Selling arena. In the meantime, you know what? If you had fun with today's event, I want you to send Mom and I a message. Let us know that you enjoyed these funny little things, and I will tell you, this is what happens when you get the two of us together and brainstorming the actual session instead of letting us do it separately. In the meantime, I am Stephanie, here for Anna, inviting you to join us again next week, same time, same place. We are the Black Belt Sellers of Southwest and Central Texas. Make it a great week.